The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
There's a practice which has been becoming popular in Yerushalayim in recent years of rather dubious nature. Baruch Hashem, there's been a tremendous increase in Kollel families from Chutz La'aretz, from America, from England, from other places that have come to learn Ein Torah K'teres Eretz Yisrael, that are coming to spend the first few years of their married life in an atmosphere of Kedusha, to learn Teres Eretz Yisrael, and being that they're from overseas, very often after a few years, the family grows, and it's time to move on, and they go back to Chutz La'aretz. Now, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, to usually Yerushalayim in the first place, usually they rent an apartment in one of the neighborhoods which are popular amongst Americans, Matzdorf, and Ezra Torah, and Amal Dafna, Sanhedrin Lechevet, etc. And most often they buy furniture, sometimes secondhand, sometimes new, and then a few years later, when they're ready to move back to Chutz La'aretz, they have a problem. The furniture that they bought, that they paid good money, very often new or almost new, is not in new condition anymore. They're going to have to sell the furniture, and when they go back to America, wherever they go to, Lakewood or wherever it is, they're going to have to outfit an apartment and restart and buy new furniture. Nobody has money to buy furniture 2 years after they set up an apartment and bought furniture a few years ago. So what couples have been doing lately is, being that there's a tremendous lachatz, a tremendous market, and there's not enough dirus to accommodate everybody who wants these specific neighborhoods that are populated with families from Chutz La'aretz, befrat if the couple that's coming doesn't have too many relatives in Yerushalayim, and they have one sibling that's living in a specific neighborhood, very often they're willing to pay a lot more money for a neighborhood in that specific neighborhood, because they want to be near their sibling. Understandably so, they're far away from home. Siblings want to stay together. So very often that situation is used against couples that are rather desperate, for newly married couples that are rather desperate for an apartment. What happens is, the couple that's moving back, well, very often the Baldiria is not local. The Baldiria is somebody who had the apartment for the last 30 years, has been making a panosa, renting an apartment in one of the more expensive neighborhoods, and he's living elsewhere, or sometimes totally out of the city, sometimes an older person who's been living out of Yerushalayim for many years. And the Baldiria, the owner of the apartment, will give the former tenant the right to pass on the lease, the right to rent out the apartment on their terms, so to speak, to the next tenant. So what they do is they say, look, I have an apartment, but I'm not going to give you over the lease on the apartment that I'm in now unless you're willing to buy the furniture for me at almost new prices. They bought couches, they bought a couch and a table and a recliner and cribs and whatnot, and a fridge and a dryer and a washer. All these things are going to be sold to you at basically the same price that I bought it. It was somewhat cheaper, but not the price of used furniture, not the market value of what the furniture is really worth. And if you don't want the furniture, so then you can find an apartment someplace else. And very often, there's enough of a need for an apartment that new couples moving in will have to be masking to those terms of agreement. The question is it shaykh for the couple to agree to the mechir because they want to sign the lease? And this question was brought to various bati dinim in Yerushalayim. Is it shaykh for the couple who needs the apartment to be maskim to the lease, sign a lease with the baldira, and then turn around and tell the person who they agreed to buy the furniture off, sorry, we don't want your furniture. Aye, the mechira was already done. What happens if they had already paid money? Could they get back their money? Maybe there's a tefillah by no. Most often, the furniture is overpriced at distinctly more than a shtus, a lot more than 60% more. Sometimes 50, 60, 70, 80% more than the actual value of the furniture which is being passed over. For Fatim, it's things that they don't need. No newly married couple needs two cribs from somebody who was there for 3-4 years before them. So, we would say, before having learned the sugya, that, listen, you weren't fooled. You understood exactly what you were getting into. You were being taken advantage of. You were overpaying on furniture because the person wanted to unload on you and they had the upper hand because you needed the apartment and they had the apartment that you needed. So you willingly were masking, and there's no I know. There's no gzela when you're masking to be an exile. There's no I know when you agreed to be taken advantage of. However, it would seem that there's a Gemara not that way. The Gemara, an hour after an hour, says, "Ha'u gavre davin nokat varshechi lizvune kori shita v'shav yechamsha." There was a fellow who was selling linen. He was announcing his sale price at 6. Actually, the linen was worth only 5 zuz. V'yavi yashu lechamshu palga avashokol. If somebody would offer him 5.5, he would take it. Also, ha'u gavre v'oma. Listen, he said to himself, I'm going to pay him 5.5, and I'll be overpriced by a half a zuz. Then there's going to be a mechila. A half a zuz out of 6 is only a 12. There's only a half of a shtuz. So I'm going to lose a half a zuz. You know what I'm going to do? I'll be a sport. Etin l'shita, I'll offer him 6. And then a 6th, which is a shtuz more than 5. Atve l'dina, he had a great idea. He'll overpay him by a shtuz instead of overpaying him by less than a shtuz, and he'll be teveim l'din. He'll get his money back, and I've only paid 5. Great idea. Also, kavei derava amalei l'shonu ela b'lekach mina tagor, avo b'lekach mi balabayis ein le'olavino. This is a halacha that we're not going to discuss now. It's not the subject of our discussion right now. That when a person buys household items from a balabos and is not buying something on a professional level from a merchant, there's no ino. We'll, Mitzvah Hashem, maybe discuss it in tomorrow's daf. However, the halacha is over here that he could be teveh. Also, kamei derava, that he does not have a tviyah because there's no tviyah, so I know. Says the Mordecha, and it's brought la halacha in Reish Chof Zayin, Siv Zayin. The Ramon brings the Mordecha. That the halacha is that we see over here that Rava only said that the reason why there's no I know is because he's a balabais. What happens if it was a merchant overselling? And the person knew b'shas the mechira that he was a misana, and he agreed to the sale anyways because he had his own cheshbonis of getting back his money of being tevel adin. The halacha would be that he could be tevel or not. He knows b'shas ma'isa that he's overpaying. No matter. The halacha is that a mechira which has in it a price differential of shtus or yosim shtus, that there is an outstanding tviyos or not. And azoi paskin the ramol. He knew b'shas, he bought the item that there was an overpricing, and right afterwards he was teveah. This is the Ramo b'shem the Modcha in Reish Chof Zayin Siv Zayin. The shaila is that there are sugis in Bava Basra which seem to clearly contradict this klal. There are halachas Barichus in the 5th parak and the 6th parak of Bava Basra, where a person buys something which is distinctly overpriced. The halacha is that we say in the Rishonim HaMasbir, even halachas, he buys a plow and he pays for it the price of a cow, and other such examples, where it's very clear that what he's doing is, he's severely, outrageously overpaying on an item, and he's doing it only as a way of politely giving the person who's selling him the item as a matonu, it's local. Sometimes somebody comes to your door and he charges you for a $2 tchotchkele, he charges you $15. You understand? That's tzedakah to buy from the person. You give him the $13 tzedakah. There's no tviyas I know there. There's no mekach toys. It's obvious that we say when he bought it, he knew exactly what he was doing. And he did it anyways. He was moichelim. He gave him a matami. He gave him tzedakah. What's the difference between this and our case where he knew that he was in Sana? And we say that he wasn't Michaelist to his, I know. We say that it doesn't make a difference that he knew B'shas Mais, and he could still be Tevei, as I know. Comes along the Bach. And the Bach says that the difference between the two halachas is that in our case, the fellow who came upon this plan of buying the Varshachi for 6 and then being Tevei announced his intentions beforehand to somebody, to two Edim. He was moisten my door to two Edim that this is what he was going to do. Where you overpay on something and you have in mind to get back your money, but it's obvious from the from the context of the mechira that you know you're being overpriced and you're paying it anyways. Over there we say that you are moichel. However, if you announce before, it's not dvarim shebelev. It's very obvious because he said it to Edom. He'll bring his Edom to Bezdin, and the Edom will declare for him that he had no intention of being moichel, and therefore he can be turned there. This is the mahalach in the back. The Ktzoi says a different mahalach. The Ktzoi says a chiddush. The Ktzoi says that the same way there's a Gemara, now a daf and the next daf that says that a person could master mashukos of a Torah b'dovish in a moment t'noi kaim ripaskin. We pass like a Yehuda, not like the Chachamim. And a Tanai, where a person buys something, and the Moicher says, I'm selling to you, I'm an Asher, ain't look all light to you, as I know. The Lekeach could agree, and the Tanai is Chal, even though it's connected to Dinah, no, it's B'davish from a moment, the Tanai is Kayim. The Halacha is, that the Tanai is Kayim. Says the Ktois, that every time there's a sale, where it's very obvious to the Lekeach, or to the Moicher, that there's an oino, and he goes along with it anyways, it's ki'ilu. There's an unspoken agreement of amanasha en lecho alai oino. When you buy something and you know you're being overpriced, as if you're saying, amanasha en li olecho oino. I know that I'm being overcharged, I'm buying it anyways. That's the same thing as agreeing to a mechira, and saying that you agree to waive any tvius of oino. Says the Ktzoi. But what happens with the moich and the lekech are not on the same page? In the case where the guy comes to your door and he overcharges you, he knows that he's overcharging, you know that he's overcharging, that creates this unspoken agreement of amanasha in lecho olai, amanasha in li olecho oino. But what happens with the moich is thinking that he's getting a good deal, and the lekech is thinking, ha ha ha, I'm gonna get back at him, I'm gonna be tevein? You can't say that it's an unspoken agreement. They're not on the same page. There's no agreement between them as to the terms of sale. B'chiyai gavna, in such a case, there is no unspoken agreement, and there will remain an outstanding tvias oino. The Nesivis disagrees with this choice. He says, what are you talking about? There's no such thing as unspoken agreements. If you made it tonight, you made it tonight. If you didn't make it tonight, you didn't make it tonight. Kibachol ha'tayr kulu, if you don't speak out at night, it doesn't exist. He says a different shot. He says that wherever a lekeach is buying something that's overpriced at Yoisim Mishtus. There's no, you can't, we pass him that you can't get back your money. The halacha is over there, that there's a bitul mekach, he gets back his money, he gives back the item. Why would a person buy something only to turn around 10 minutes later and be mevatel the mechira? It's a little bit ridiculous. Obviously, when he bought it, he had in mind that he was Michael, the Tvias Aino, says the Nesivis. B'chi agam, it's obvious that he was Michael. The Gemara, however, is talking about a different case, and this is the case that the Rambam is talking about. It's talking about where the Tvias, I know, is on exactly a shtus. Over there he has a tremendous revach. He overpays by a shtus, and he'll be able to be tevei his money, the mechira is kayom, and he gets it for a cheaper price. Over there he had a tayelis from buying it, and thinking in his mind that he was going to be tevei. Only in that case, says the Nesivis, do we say that there's no waiving of Tvias, I know. But if it's Yosef Mishtus, there's absolutely no reason why he would have done it. It's obvious over there that he was Meichel. Let's go back to our case. According to the Bach, the new couple who's being taken advantage of, who has to buy furniture, which is severely overpriced, and stuff that they don't even want, what they would do is, they would declare to two Edim before they pay the money on the sale, that they had no intention of actually buying these chafotzim. They are not moichel tvias oino. And thereafter, they could bring these eidim to Bezdin, and they'd be able to be tevei back their money. B'chor they would nisanim. We don't say that there's an automatic waving of oino, because over here, they declare that they're not mevater on their tvias oino. They could bring the eidim to Bezdin, and they could be tevei the oino. According to the Ktzois, it's quite possible that since the Moicher and the Lekech understood each other. The Moicher understood that he's taking advantage of a situation, he has a dira, and the Lekech desperately needs this apartment, and the Moicher has the sole right to give over the apartment to the Lekech, b'chiyai gavna, l'cho'ira, we could say, that the Lekech had to go along with him, and therefore there's an unspoken amanasha in l'cho'olayano. But according to the Nesivis says, that by Yosef Mishtus normally, there's absolutely no reason why he would have been, why the Lekeach, who's being taken advantage of, would have been masking if Bishas Ma'is, so he wasn't planning on going along and waving his tefillah saying, oh, but in our case, it's not so. Since the only reason why the Lekeach over here wanted to buy the young couple who's moving into the neighborhood, wanted to buy the furniture, is only in order to get the meicher of the furniture to agree to let them sign a lease with the baldira. That itself is the reason why he did it. Even if it was Yosef Mishus, he didn't want the furniture. He didn't want it at all. He only went along with the sale because he wanted to sign a lease with the baldira. This was his only way to be able to sign. Once he signed that lease, he has no interest in furniture which is overpriced. B'chi agadna, according to his sidus, even by Yosef Mishus, he'd be able to be tevei his aino. And he'd be able to be mevatel the mechir. So again, according to the Bach, and it would make sense to do this if you're giving advice to a young couple moving to Eretz Yisroel who's in the same trap of having to buy furniture which is outrageously overpriced, if they declare in front of Eidim, they have a Bach on their side. They could be tevei or no. According to the Sivis, even without the Eidim, they'd be able to be tevei there or no, because a person is not mevater, he does not waive his claims to Aino, unless it's obvious that that's what he's done. In this case, it's obvious that that's not what he's done. He does not want to buy the furniture, he only wants to rent the apartment from the baldira. However, according to the Ktsois, it's possible that according to the Ktsois, he would not be able to get back his money. Therefore, la halacha, if money had already been paid anyways, b'derek kol all the things that they're buying, that the young couple are buying on the Taltalin, you could be mevatel the mechira, and being that there's an asivus and a bach on the side of the young couple, you wouldn't be able to even give them a mishapar. The talmud, you could always be mevatel the mechira, so that would be the safest bet. If a kinyan was actually made, if the mechira insisted on a kinyan, if money was given over, then it's possible that it would be hard to be moitzi momen from the mechira, being that the mechira has the money and he has a ktsois, as we said on his side, it's possible. The best way would be then to make a kinyan. You could sign a contract, but don't make a binding kinyan, a kinyan sudur, or whatnot, on the furniture, and then you could definitely be mevatel the mechira of the furniture, being that it's overpriced, and I know b'yosef mishtus, the halacha is that the nisane can be mevatel the mechira, and we do not say, as we discussed, that he was mevatel on his tviyas or no.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.